Hey there. Quick question before we jump into this episode. Do you wish you could easily build your own website, but you get overwhelmed by it all? If that sounds like you, then allow me to introduce Savvy DIY Site. Half course, half gorgeous website templates designed by yours truly to help you DIY your first WordPress site, redesign your existing one, or migrate from another platform to WordPress. Even if you're not very techy or you have no idea where to start. Forget spending hours figuring out the basics or feeling stuck with a website that doesn't really represent you. With Savvy DIY Site, you'll build your website with my step-by-step guidance, easy-to-follow video tutorials, and pro-designed templates that make building your site a breeze. Plus, you can customize everything to fit your unique style and brand so your website looks just like you want. Whether you're launching your first site or updating an old one, Savvy DIY Site gives you the tools and confidence to do it yourself and do it well. Join now and start creating a website you're proud to share. Visit SavvyDIYSite.com to learn more and get started building your website today. Hey TPT sellers, ready to see growth in your business? You're in the right place. Welcome to the Savvy Teacher Seller. I'm Kristen Doyle, and I'm here to give you no-fluff tools and strategies that will really make an impact on your sales. Let's get started, y'all. Hey, y'all. I'm so excited that you're joining me today. I'm your host, Kristen Doyle, and in this episode, we are talking about the essential elements every website needs to not just catch the eye of your visitors, but to convert those visitors into loyal customers. Whether you're just starting out or you're looking to revamp your existing site, these tips are going to be game changers in terms of increasing your conversions and keeping your site looking professional. Now, I have shared in the past that the first version of my website was pretty basic and honestly not very engaging. See, I knew the tech stuff, but I didn't know a lot about marketing and how to convert those visitors into buyers. I've learned a lot since then and made some key changes that I'm going to share with you in this episode today, and my site is doing so much better now. These are things that I now guide my clients and my students through. Of course, every business and every website is unique. But there are certain elements that are universally effective in boosting engagement and driving conversions. So today I'm going to cover what those are and how you can implement them on your website. First up, let's talk copy, because it's a lot more important than most people realize. In case you're not familiar with that word, copy refers to the text on your website, the words themselves, and the way that those words are organized on the page. The key here is to immediately address your visitor's main problem, their biggest concern that you can help them with. Ask yourself, what solution does my visitor need the most? And make sure that your copy answers that right off the bat before they ever have to scroll down on the page. For your headlines, keep them engaging and relatively short. Make sure you're using language that resonates with your audience and don't shy away from actionable verbs. You want to use short, impactful sentences rather than big, long paragraphs. Next up, your call to action buttons. You might hear them called CTAs. These little buttons can be mighty in terms of conversions. We're talking about things like shop now, learn more, sign up, whatever action you want your visitors to take. Make it clear, but also use language that's attention grabbing. Use active language instead of passive. And don't be afraid to speak in the first person, almost as if you are a visitor reading the page, with buttons like, send me the freebie. Placement is big for your CTA buttons too. Ideally, you should have at least one, your most important CTA, visible at the top of your page without scrolling. And when it comes to color, make sure you're using something for those buttons that stands out from the rest of the page, but still fits with your brand color palette. Moving on to social proof. There is not much more powerful than showing potential customers that your product or service is already loved by other people just like them. So make sure that you are including testimonials. And when you look for those, think about finding specific testimonials that call out reasons that they loved your products or your services rather than more generic ones, no matter how much those generic ones say that they love you. Those specific testimonials really are so much more impactful when it comes to a reader who's getting to know you for the first time. You can put those testimonials on a rotating testimonial slider on the homepage or share screenshots of social media feedback right on your product pages. If you've got reviews of your products on other public platforms like TPT or Etsy, you can screenshot and share those as well. Next up, let's talk photos. We have all heard that a picture is worth 1,000 words, right? When it comes to your website, high-quality photos of you or your products convey professionalism and attention to detail. Make sure that they match your brand identity and your color scheme, too. Now, if you can't hire a professional photographer right now, you can still get some really great quality photos with your phone, especially if you're able to ask a friend to help and choose some really good backgrounds, whether they are in your house, outside, at a coffee shop, maybe just walking around your town. There are lots of places that you can take really great photos, even if you're just using your camera and a friend. Just remember, when you are adding those photos to your site, to pay attention to file size and optimize those images as you upload so that you're not hurting your website speed. Don't forget about your about page. It's often the second highest trafficked page on a website. This is your chance to connect personally with your visitors and show them that you are someone they can trust. Share your journey, your mission, your values, the how and the why you want to help them. I'll link in the show notes to another podcast episode that goes into lots of detail about the about page and what to include on it. Next up, email opt-ins. Your email opt-in gives you direct access to your audience because it gets those people onto your email list. So you want to offer something irresistible, like a high-quality free resource that they just have to have, exclusive discounts, valuable tips, anything that can encourage people to sign up. Placement matters here too, so make sure that you're putting those email opt-ins somewhere visitors will pay attention, like a little higher up on your page or right at the end of key engaging content. Last but absolutely not least, let's talk about speed. Your website's load time is one of the biggest factors in whether people stick around or click away. It also plays into search ranking. Make sure that you compress your images, minimize your code, and pick a good quality hosting provider to keep things moving nice and fast. Today we have covered 7 essential website elements: compelling copy, strong calls to action, social proof, quality photos, an About Us page that builds trust and relationship, enticing email opt-ins, and a fast load time. Your action step from this episode is to take a look at your own site with these points in mind. What can you improve? What is already working well? Make some quick changes if there are things that come to mind that you can do right now to improve your site. And hey, if you are still working on building your site, head over to savvydiysite.com to see how I can help you get this stuff right the first time so you can skip the part where others of us had to learn the hard way. Thanks for joining me today. If you found these tips helpful, don't forget to follow the show and share this episode with a friend. I'll talk to you soon. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, please share it with another teacher seller who would also find it helpful. For more resources on growing your TPT business, head to kristendoyle.co/TPT. Talk to you soon.